5 or 6 years old, when Jaya and Vijay saw them trying to enter Vaikuntha Loka, Yes, I think most of you, maybe all of you, have been following the discussions that have been going on for the last week or so as we've been going through this sequence of verses here. And of course, you would, I think, all be well aware that some of us would be really vividly aware that some very sensitive types of subjects, and even you could say sometimes controversial subjects, have been discussed in these verses.
È una praticata del pure che il giorno che ho visto ho scioccato il capito di quello che ci dice il nostro amico
Maradese. First point, maybe not so really controversial, but it's a very interesting point, is that Narad Muni told Maharaj Yudhisthira several verses before that it seems to him that demons like Kamsa, Shishupal, and people of similar, really extreme demoniac nature, it seems that they were more Krishna conscious than the regular devotees. And of course the main and particularly controversial point is, well, it was stated in the purport by Srila Prabhupada yesterday. It is a fact that no one falls from Vaikuntha. And you know, the way Prabhupada puts it, it seems like really unequivocal that it's just that's the way it is. But as was discussed the last two mornings, I think, Krishna Chitra Maharaj and Father Shaka, there Prabhupada presents in different places that there may be other perspectives on this whole idea. And Mother Vishnu yesterday referred us to a discussion of Srila Prabhupada with an academic that she was personally present in. In which Prabhupada seems also quite unequivocally presents a different perspective on this very same situation of Jaya Vijaya. So, you know, I haven't read that conversation before, so I looked it up yesterday. And it's very interesting, and I thought I would read just a very short excerpt from it for you all. So, a devotee named Babu Lashkar, some of you may know him or remember him, he asks Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, in our material contaminated state, when we acted in a foolish or But in the spiritual world, when the living entity is in this pure state of consciousness, what acts? Does something act upon him to make him illusioned at that point also? So it's a fairly straightforward question, and actually it's a question we get asked sometimes. How could it be if we were all in the kingdom of God and everything is just absolutely pure? How could we fall into some illusion or somehow want to get out of there? Does something act upon us, even there in the spiritual world? So Shri Prabhupada also gives quite straightforward type of answer. Yes, just like Jai and Vijay, they committed offense. They did not allow the four commands to enter. That was their fault. And the commands became very sorry. Then they cursed them that you are not fit to remain in this place. So we sometimes commit mistakes. That is also misuse of independence. Or we are prone to fall down because we are small. And then Shri Prabhupada continues, and that's just a little bit from what Prabhupada says in response to this specific question. So it's very interesting. It's apparently contradictory, but maybe it's more like paradox. Some resolution to it all and extract something like that here. But let us just say it's very interesting. And Srila Prabhupada, such a deep thinker. And Krishna consciousness is such an unlimitedly deep subject that, definitely there is sense in it, but we can just note these different statements here at this stage. Just as a little example I can give from my own experience. Back in the old days, in the earlier 1970s, we were with a group of devotees traveling around England on traveling Saturday doing book distribution. And every morning during breakfast, we would listen to a tape of Srila Prabhupada giving a
প্রত্যেকদিন সকালবেলা
But one day we'll listen to a class and Srila Prabhupada was talking about the process of creation. And we know how all the different elements evolve out of different situations. And it was, you know, a little complex type of discussion. Yeah, it was quite complex. And at one point, Srila Prabhupada strongly stated don't try to understand Krishna. Next morning, we are listening to another tape. And Srila Prabhupada was talking about how Krishna is kind to his devotees and therefore we should be devotees like that. And Srila Prabhupada said also quite strongly, just try to understand Krishna. But we should definitely not think that Srila Prabhupada is confused or, you know, Vaishnavism is confused. Just like in Bhagavad Gita chapter 9 verse 4, Krishna tells Arjuna that basically I am in everything, everything is in me, and like this. And then in the following verse, chapter 9 verse 5, Krishna says, but everything is not in me. Says that immediately at that point, Arjuna raises a doubt. But then Krishna speaks the next line. No, I am not confused. It is my mystical powers. So all these things can definitely be resolved and we should not be in anxiety. And of course, ultimately, an important question comes up, which is how important is resolving this point to our actual progress in Krishna consciousness? I mean, what bearing would it actually have in real terms to how we apply ourselves and how we chant and just how we try to push forward in Krishna consciousness? So like I said, I'm going to try to resolve it all here and just give you, you know, the answer like that.
করে যে এই যে সমস্যার সমাধান এখন কোনো সমাধান পেল না, আমি কোনো একটা উত্তর দিতে পারবো না।
But at least there should be an anxiety about this point, and we should just certainly seek our Krishna consciousness
enthusiastically.
There was one point I wanted to raise about the first thing I mentioned, how Narada Muni says some verses before that as far as he can see in his opinion, it appears that people like Kamsa and Shishupal and others like them, who are just very, very heavy demons, they are more conscious of Krishna than of devotees.
It's like hell.
And he makes the point, these people are demons. What do you expect them to achieve? You expect them to go to hell. So, even though, living in personal liberation is sometimes glorified, but the devotees see it very clearly. It's just a bit of the hell. So like that, in effect, they achieve a hellish situation. Which is all you would expect for people who are just very, very intense demons. So anyway, here in this particular purport, Srila Prabhupada quotes Madhvacharya. That the personal associates of Lord Vishnu and Vaikuntha are always liberated souls. Even if sometimes they curse or bless, still they're always liberated. And never contaminated by the modes of nature. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur discusses this point a little bit, at least a perspective on it in the Durya
Kadambini.
And he gives two examples of very elevated personalities, devotees who were liberated basically on the level of Krishna Prema. But they got cursed. And they had to take some position in terms of the curse, in other words, demoniac type position. But it didn't affect their consciousness. So the first example we use is of Maharaj Chitraketu. That's described in the 6th canto of Srimad
Bhagavatam.
How Chitraketu, when he was so advanced as a devotee, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared in front of him and they talked together. So he's on the level of Krishna Prema, basically. He's very, very special devotee. But then, despite that, somehow he offended Lord Shiva, or he offended Durga by saying something, making some comment about Lord Shiva. Which Durga interpreted as an offense, but it may or may not have really been offensive as such. Whether it was really an offense, actually, like deliberate attempt to take some aggressive action against Lord Shiva or not, I mean, that's a different discussion, but it's a very interesting discussion also.
এবং সত্যি সেটা অপরাধ হয়েছিল কিনা বা ইচ্ছা থেকে অপরাধ কিনা সেটা একটা বিষয়ে বড় আলোচনা হতে পারে।
Chichikaitu had not actually been a face of India's consciousness, it shows us that if someone thinks we are being offensive, even though we may not have really been offensive, but if they think we have, that also matters. It's, you can't just sort of disregard it. So she cursed him to become a demon and he became
Vrishasura.
Now when he was written in the body of Vrishasura, which was really horrific, demoniac body, but his very exalted state of Krishna prema, it was still manifest. So on the level of his consciousness, he was not affected by the curse. And we see that in Vrishasura's prayers, in the whole last night where eventually he's killed by Lord Indra. In the 11th chapter of the 6th canto, Vrishasura speaks his prayers to the Lord just before he kills
him.
And these are very, very beautiful prayers at the end of the 11th chapter. Oh my Lord, will I again be able to be a servant of your servants who only take shelter of your lotus
feet?
Because if I am their servant, then I can remember your lotus feet. I can engage in the service of your lotus feet. So that's one of those verses. There are four of them. They're very exceptional verses. And in Preeti Sanadhara, Jiva Goswami quotes these four verses. And he says, these prayers are such important devotional prayers. First of all, they are quoted in Srimad Bhagavatam, but they are also quoted in many other Puranas. So that's one example that Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur gives of someone, very elevated devotee, basically an associate of the Lord, who was cursed, but his consciousness was not affected by the curse. Obviously, we are in the material world. And the present situation, which is right on our heads and which absolutely needs to be addressed, or else is that we have to really somehow or other absorb ourselves in devotional service and by the grace of the Lord become qualified to give out of money.
Deci, deja pe produsul ce trebuia o neapărată fericită, o neapărată să citească sigură pe neapărătură.
And that, of course, that was addressed very nicely some days ago by his grace of Sheshika Prabhu in his class.
Așa că așa am făcut și noi, am făcut să simăm și care lucră clasă de cele.
That we have to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, we have to distribute Krishna consciousness. This is really the process for getting out of the maya and progressing in Krishna consciousness. In other words, if you give mercy, you will get mercy. And I remember being in Srila Prabhupada's room in Bhaktivedanta Manor. Yeah, one time in 1974. And Srila Prabhupada was giving a darshan one afternoon. There was just maybe 10 devotees or so in the room. And one devotee asked Prabhupada very interesting and important question. That does it make a difference in terms of how Krishna deals with you? If you're doing service in the temple, or if you're outreaching, spreading Krishna consciousness and distributing your books. And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, it makes a difference to Krishna. And Prabhupada pointed out that if we just engage in general devotional service and we commit some offenses, then it may take some time to get free from the effects of those offenses. But if you're preaching and going out and trying to give Krishna consciousness to people, then Krishna gives us special mercy. That you may also make some mistake and something of that sort. But if you're making that effort to give Krishna to other people, Krishna especially appreciates that, and he may quickly remove the effects of the offenses. So all of us, as much as we're able, we should try to help in the actual spreading of Krishna consciousness directly or indirectly, and if possible, or as much as possible, directly. After all, it is the Yuga Dharma Sankirtan, giving the holy names in public to the public. And it's the program of Lord Chaitanya, it's the program of the Panchatattva.
Eu vine să-ți dau un mare lucru care îmi deșeu, cum ați văzut, îmi deșeu.
not easy, then well, this is very like a vital consideration.
They are very much in the group of people who put the share of the other day, and they are very much in the group of people who put the share of the other day.
To absorb ourselves in Krishna consciousness, of course, first of all, but particularly try to absorb ourselves in helping to spread Krishna consciousness. Give Krishna consciousness to others, and then we will get mercy.
Uno deve cercare di fare qualcosa, ma non gira di fare
qualcosa. If in our humble ways we try to deliver people or deliver Krishna consciousness to the people, then we can be delivered. So this is what Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada would emphasize again, doing so much, and we should try to follow in the footsteps in our humble ways to do it
ourselves.
Hare Krishna. We don't have a thought police from that. 1984, and we don't even have a police of any sort. So, you know, how can we stop people doing it? I would say we can encourage them to participate in the discussion on what are often very deep subjects, which even like this one, you know, anyway, it's just a very deep subject. Encourage them to participate in the process. And if they do participate in the process, as far as I can see, then through association with these devotees, they'll get to appreciate what extraordinary devotees they are and how deep they are in their Krishna consciousness, and not be like resentful if there is some evolution or development of thought on any particular subject. That's a kind of answer and perspective. I'm not saying that it's absolute also. Okay, I'm sort of running out of time, but one more, what a change, just one more.
In objective terms, a real offense,
And if that doesn't work or helps very much, approach someone seeing a devotee to help us resolve it.
Would it be helpful if somebody that's relevant, if they came to the person and told them why, and you know, that why they feel like that? And yeah, there could be a, you know,
I'm sure it will. Otherwise, you might not know that you think it's not. And God has asked once that devotee asked, we've probably committed so many offenses, you know, and even as devotees, before we even heard about Vaishnava Parada, anything was such a thing. What can we do about those people we offended in the past, and we don't know who they are or what we did? So there's no possibility of resolving it with those people. And Prabhupada said, every morning, bow down and chant, from the light.